Hi, my name is Holly Malmsten, and this is the introductory episode of Daily Declarations for Prayer Moms. And I want you to know, if you are taking the time to listen to this right now, you are a prayer mom. Kind of like a soccer mom, except for you are a million times more powerful, significant, and effective in your family. Now, to be considered a prayer mom, I want to explain what it really entails and what qualifies you. A prayer mom is not a super spiritual person that has to pray for hours and hours a day. It is not someone with a theology degree or an extraordinary knowledge of the Bible. It is not necessarily a ministry leader or a Christian bigwig. It is not someone who can spout out long, eloquent prayers with big words that sound impressive. A prayer mom is, and this is real, I want you to know what a prayer mom is. A prayer mom is a mother who desires to impact the lives of her family members. A mom who is willing to cover her husband and children and intercede for them on a regular basis. A mom who will not give up no matter what external circumstance she faces. A mom who refuses to get discouraged. A mom who stays out of alignment with fear. And a mom who will believe what she prays and release it boldly. Let me tell you a secret about moms. We are the bravest, most courageous, fiercest, valiant warriors when it comes to our families. Because of the unique and fierce love of a mother and commitment to our families, we are the fiercest of opponents in the battle against the lives of our children. Kind of like the mama bear syndrome. You don't want to mess with mama bear. If anything threatens the safety or well-being of our children, a mama's love is like nothing else on this earth. It is powerful. And a mother's love is the most fiercest, powerful, effective force when it comes to the lives of our families. And that's what makes you such a powerful weapon and intercessor for your family, is just the love of a mother. So I'm going to be using these episodes to give you a little groundwork before I share the declarations, because I want to make sure we're all on the same page and we understand what we're declaring and why and how to use them. So I want to invite every mother, every mom who desires to cover their family members in prayer, who is willing to rise up as a powerful force of praying mothers, to bring this next generation of kids through the various seasons of their lives with something a little extra that will propel them into their callings and destinies. And that's what we have the opportunity to be for our families, a force, a powerful force, a mama bear force of prayer moms who will give our children coming through life just an extra boost. Just a little something extra to propel them through, to get them through, so that they are better able to function in their true capabilities and capacities. So they're given a little extra boost in life to be able to reach their callings and destinies. And they maybe have a little bit something more than what we had. And that's the beauty of God's kingdom and of his ways, is that the generations get better. Our kids have more than what we had. We give them something extra that maybe we didn't have, and it's easier for them. And that's what we have the opportunity to do by joining the force of prayer mom. So I'm inviting every mom who is willing and has the desire to jump on board, to join the movement of prayer moms, and to start learning these prayer declarations that I will be sharing with you. I cannot wait. We are going to be a force to reckon with.